Simon & Schuster Audio presents George, A Magpie Memoir by Frida Hughes. Read by the author.
To George and His Children. A note on the text. This book is based on diary entries made between May 2007 and January 2009. Which I returned to when I decided I wanted to write about my life with George. It seemed to me that the diary entries best captured the speed and manner of George's sometimes dramatic daily development, and so I have kept them in place, but have added useful information that I only came across later on, where it felt appropriate. Prologue. Imagine wanting something since you were old enough to be conscious of wanting it. Imagine a longing for something, a place, a state of being, or a situation that worked away inside your head all those early years, directing you consciously or unconsciously towards achieving that place, or way of being, or situation that you longed for. Because, as my late father always said, if you truly want something, you should visualize it and make a space for it in your life. He also added that we should be very careful what we wish for, because sometimes when we get it, it's not quite what we imagined. If, for instance, you wish for a cash injection of a substantial amount, and you wished with all your heart for this lucky windfall, and then someone you loved dearly died, and you inherited a sizable amount of money in their will, that would be a tragic way to achieve the realization of your longing. Or if you wished for some time off work, and then found yourself afflicted with COVID or a broken leg, that would be counterproductive, as you would be too ill to enjoy your time off. Even as a child, these thoughts occurred to me. I'd read too many myths and fairy stories not to have absorbed the life lessons around which they were based. No, the things I wanted had to be achieved without causing pain to others, or to myself, except perhaps from exhaustion, my own happy exhaustion as a result of my sincere mental and physical efforts. The things I longed for, other than health, happiness, and wealth, probably in that order, were plants, pets, and a home of my own that I would never have to move from.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?